Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are proud to present a new podcast each week that focuses on the people, programs, projects, and activities here in the district. This show is produced by my dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Our interns are Raymond Ruiz, Cynthia Alburas, and a surprise today, Danica Palmershein is here, and she hasn't been on the board yet since we've been doing this show, so great to have you here. Thanks for, you're allowed to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, she's being really quiet because she didn't know that part. You can say hello, and if you have any questions or information as we're talking, feel free to chime in. Thank you for everything that you do. I say this quite often on the show that without my interns, there would be no show because I have the easy job. I just come in and talk and I enjoy it. And I guess I'm decent at it after all this time, but they do the heavy lifting. They do the editing, they do the uploading, they add the music. And again, I have no clue how that works. So thank goodness for them. And these guys have been working since last spring and been doing, producing shows every single week. So thank you for everything that you do. And today on the show, I am pleased to welcome, I am pleased to welcome the director of bands at Desert Hot Springs High School, Mr. Anthony Rodriguez. Thanks for being here.
Oh my God, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So this is your first year at DHS High School, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and have you worked at other schools prior to here?
I have. I worked at a elementary school, a middle school, and a high school.
Where?
In Dos Palos, California.
Where?
Dos Palos. It's a small farm town in the Merced County.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. So the interesting thing is, so you're talking about this small town in Merced County, but we're very excited that you are a homegrown boy, and you graduated from Desert Hot Springs High School, what year?
2014. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you're still really young.
Debatable.
Well, it depends on who you're comparing yourself to. Fair. Compared to me, you're a baby.
You're not a day over 25.
Oh, thank you. The check's in the mail, sir. Oh. That's very nice. So now you've come home.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is so cool. And where'd you go to college?
I went to Fresno State University.
Okay, so you were kind of up.
Yeah, Central California.
Anyway. Just,
yeah, right.
How'd
around
you like
there.
It there?
Oh, I loved my time at Fresno State. I learned so much. I got to experience so much. And I loved my time teaching in Dos Palos, but it's nothing like compared to being home.
Yeah, that is really awesome. And we, you know, this happens a lot. There were actually a lot of our teachers never leave, like they go away to school and then they come right home.
Right.
But equally, there are a lot of teachers who think that maybe, you know, the grass is greener somewhere else and it's going to be a whole lot better. And then they realize the grass is pretty green here.
No,
and
absolutely.
Not literally, because we don't have that much grass because we're the desert. But
that's fair.
But we do have a lot going for us here. The weather and, of course, Palm Springs Unified, and even though you've only been here in your current position since the beginning of the school year, do you feel the family thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even before when I was interviewing and then, you know, I just initially got hired before the school year started, I had people reaching out, oh my God, you're coming back. We're so excited, you know, past teachers, and then getting to work with some of them now, it's amazing.
So that's always interesting.
Yes.
To teach at the school that you attended, and we'll get into your mentor in this position in a bit, but let's just talk a little bit about what it's like for, I'm sure there are teachers there who were teaching when you were there, because it's only 9 years. So what's that like?
It's interesting. I can't call them by their first name. like for instance, the choir director, Mr. Bukraba, he's been there since the school opened. So he had me, he had my older sister, you know, he knew me when I was a high school student. And so now that, you know, he's my department lead, I'm just like, hey, Mr. B. And he's like, you can call me Michael. I'm like, no, I can't. not something I can do. I apologize, but.
I get it. It's sort of like with me, with the ROTC people.
Right.
They can't use your first name. And no. Most of the time it's ma'am. And, you know, the older you get, the worse the word ma'am is. Like I said, can't you at least call me miss? I would like take that more kindly. I said, you can call me Joan. And they're like, no, we really can't. And so they usually say ma'am. And it's a sign of respect.
Absolutely.
And I understand. And it's like the same thing in your position.
Oh, yeah.
Like you know them in a certain capacity. And
I definitely have tried to use their first name and it just doesn't feel right. Like I'll call him Michael occasionally. I'm just like, yeah, no, you're Mr. Bukrama. Sorry.
But the teachers who have come after you left, I'm sure you can call them
I
by
use
their
first
name.
Like exactly. It's nothing. Like I, yeah.
You see them as colleagues and not
exactly.
As, yeah. Totally get that. So you went through the band program, Desert Hot Springs High School.
That I did.
Like 2010 to 14, yeah. I guess. What instrument do you play?
Well, now that I went
all
through
of
school.
Them.
Yeah, all of them essentially, give or take.
What but did you play in?
Percussion. So drums, marimba, pretty much anything you could hit.
Okay, very cool. And your band director at the time is Dr. Brian McDaniel, and he is now the director of bands at Rancho Mirage High School, but he was the director at Desert Hot Springs High School for, I don't really know how many years.
It was about 9 years.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, he had a similar experience as you did.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think he came right home, though.
Yeah. I think he did a year in Long Beach. But
oh, he did?
Potentially.
Okay.
I'm not sure. You'll
so
have to
I'll just
him.
I'll just add for the sake of the conversation that and he's been on the show before, so if you're a longtime listener, you know this already. But Dr. McDaniel, a few years back, gosh, I don't even know, the time goes so fast. It's
right.
Probably 6 or 7 now. He was not only one of the district teachers of the year, not only one of the Riverside County Teachers of the Year that year, but he was also not only one of 5 California Teachers of the Year, but he was the state teacher of the year. And that's a big deal. And so we're certainly lucky to have him. And I wanted to ask you about your experience having him as the band director. First of all, I had done when he was the band director over there, one of the stories that I found really interesting, so I promoted it in the district, but also with the local media, was that I think 2 of his brothers, he's got like 8 siblings, and 2 of his brothers were in the band at that time. And you were, so that was maybe during your time?
I think they were probably, I had his younger sister.
Okay, so so it's been that was probably a little after.
Yeah, I think so.
And so that was a really interesting story. Like, how does it feel that your big brother is like, band director? So that was fun. But what was it like being under? What'd you learn from him?
Everything. And you know, I try to do the same for my students. But Dr. McDaniel was a big proponent of music isn't necessary. The reason why we teach music isn't to create great musicians all the time. It's to create great human beings, you know, global citizens. And he represents that so well, you know, and you can not just help but feel inspired every day coming into that room. You know, he was demanding, sure, but it was for the best cause, like, you know, and because of that, we went off and did very successful things. Sorry. You know,
yes.
We were state championships
right.
winning and things like that. And we wouldn't have been able to do that without him and his inspiration and just his commitment to us, you know? And that's why I became an educator.
Oh, see, I knew you would say that. Like, you know, to have, it's one thing that I have found throughout, I've been here for this, my 23rd year. And I kind of always thought that teachers who are great teachers know it, like, yes, they're confident in what they're trying to bring to their students, but they don't always hear it. Like, they don't always hear it from their former students. And when, you know, Facebook came around, the best thing, I there are some things I hate about social media. But for me, the best part about it was being able to look up some of my teachers from high school who really impacted me in a positive way. Right. And I never said it. You know, I didn't go back and tell them. And so I did reach out to my journalism teacher and a couple of other ones, and it was really cool. And they were just like, you know, you don't know how much this means to me. And my point to bringing this up is, you know, our great teachers inspire a lot of students. And if you're one of those students, even if you've been out of school for 10 years already, look them up.
No, absolutely.
And say thank you. And tell them how they did inspire you, because that will keep them motivated to keep doing what they're doing. Because it's tough work.
Oh, no, absolutely. I recently got to do that with Gary Coble, the DSMS band director. And, you know.
He retired, right?
Yes. Yeah. I want to say maybe 3, 4, or 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm not positive.
Yeah, and his wife taught for us, too.
Yeah, she was the librarian.
Right, Jackie.
Yeah. They're amazing. I happened to see him and Dr. McDaniel, ironically, at a Billy Joel concert in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a weird happenstance.
Oh, like, how cool.
But we all like just met up for a second, and I got to tell them both how much, you know, I was very appreciative. This is before I even knew I was coming back home, before I knew that this position was going
to
be open.
Okay, the first irony of that to me is the fact that you're such a Billy Joel fan, being as young as you are. My parents introduced me to Billy Joel. So that tells you, you know, I'm 58, and my parents were the one, like, you know, in the 70s, The Stranger came out, and we were, the whole family, diehard fans. And we went to see Billy Joel and Elton John
for
my mother's 50th.
That's awesome.
At MGM. And look at Danica here. It's like, are you a fan too?
Yeah, I love Billy Joel.
Wow.
Danica, you just became my favorite person.
Yeah. You know what? That's a true artist,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Who can pass the, you know,
transcends generations.
That's what the word I was looking for. Yeah, and he is definitely one of them. Elton John is too.
Oh, absolutely.
And that concert was amazing, and my father got like third row seats at the MGM, and, you know, like I said, my mom's 50th birthday, and all the kids went. Oh, it was so great. So anyway, okay, so you got the opportunity to say thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they were like, of course, you know. It was more than just a job to them, and you could see that. Like,
those are the best teachers. You know, when I first came to the district, I'm not an educator, I'm a journalist. That's my background. And I've always loved covering education, figured my contribution to education will be when I retire, I'll sit on a school board. But when this job came up, and I'm the first one to have it, I said, this is me. This is how I can contribute, but I can't teach because I have no patience. I really don't. I have the utmost of respect for teachers and what they do day in and day out, and have the patience and the commitment and the devotion. They want to do what I want to do, which is to make a difference in people's lives. But it's totally different.
Absolutely.
In how they do that. And they sent me recruiting.
Oh, okay.
But they sent me recruiting with a veteran principal.
Oh,
okay. So that was good. It was just kind of like a second, like, you know how to weed out people at the first level, right?
Right.
And the people you weeded out were the ones that were like saying, and, you know, oh, well, this is great. And maybe they didn't say it, but it was implied, oh, it's 6-hour day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And 180 days a year.
Oh, right.
Yeah, exactly.
So those people, they're out.
Yeah.
Because that's not what this is about. Yeah, the perks are good in terms of, you know, but
absolutely.
Teachers are still underpaid, and it's way more than 6 hours a day.
Absolutely.
So, I can't say enough about, and there are bad teachers too, and they should go do something else.
Agreed.
You know, fortunately, we have good people who are doing the recruiting. We don't end up with too many of those. But, you know, there are people who do it for a few years and say, you know what, this really isn't for me. And, and you have to respect that, too.
I mean, honestly, that was my original plan, is I was going to teach for about 5-6 years, see how I felt about it, and then I was going to go move to New York and try to get on Broadway, play drums on Broadway, and do things like that.
You still want to do that?
I mean, I would always love to play on Broadway. That's so cool. But I found that, like, especially in the high school setting, that's my calling, you know, really being able to help these students and especially the kids of Desert Hot Springs, you know, being able to say, I grew up the same life as you did. What's your excuse now?
Right. That's inspiration. And so let's talk a little bit about the band program at Desert Hot Springs High School.
Absolutely.
How many kids do you have right now? What does it look like?
We're currently about 63 kids. We have a marching band, a wind ensemble, or a symphonic band, depending which one you want to call it, two concert bands that I combine into one. And then we have a jazz band.
Wow. So that's, and I actually, people listen to this show regularly know we record well in advance. So I'm going to say I recently saw a photo, but it's actually not that recent. It's going back to February where I think it was the jazz band that performed at the Black History.
Yes, the Black History Gala.
Yeah. Which is really cool. And which is one of many performances right. that your kids do every year.
Oh yeah, no, we've done the tour to Palm Springs this year. We also are doing the Black History Parade, or have done the Black right. History Parade, sorry.
No, that's okay. No worries. And also, sure that you probably did the Big Heart Awards. Well, maybe they didn't even call you yet. Because that event was the end of April.
So. Oh, yeah. Have
and
not
we
heard.
Are recording in advance, so you probably won't get a call about that.
We would be happy to play it. We are always open to every opportunity. My kids love performing.
Yeah, that's the Desert Hot Springs Rotary. And
okay.
You've been around Desert Hot Springs only since the beginning of the year back home. But
right.
You probably realize the wonderful Rotary Club that you guys
oh, absolutely.
Have there. We have a lot of district people who are involved in Rotary,
right.
including our Board of Education President, John Girardi. And that Big Heart Awards, like, even if they don't ask you to play for some reason, you should go. It's so awesome.
Absolutely.
They honor
a
Teacher of the Year, you know, they honor a Principal of the Year, and they honor, they honor the Teacher of the Year at every site.
Oh, wow, okay.
Wait, maybe that's not true. Maybe they pick one. What they pick one elementary, one middle, and one high school. That's
okay.
what it is. And then they honor community members, like in, you know, fire and
Absolutely.
Police and volunteering. It's a great event, really is. And that Rotary Club is, I can't say enough about them. They're absolutely wonderful. So have you guys competed this year?
We haven't competed yet. We're planning on competing in Hollywood this year. And that'll be a combined venture with Rancho Mirage High School. And a couple of other schools in the
probably
district.
By the time this airs, you will have done it.
Yes.
Is it in April?
It's the end of March and okay. the first day of April.
All right. Well, by the time this airs, we'll know how you have done. But since we're recording in advance, I wish you guys the best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much.
That will be fabulous. And the fact that you're getting back into competitions, you know, a lot of things happen.
Oh, yeah.
COVID
absolutely.
Primarily. You know, so there really hasn't been a whole lot of opportunities.
It's definitely very surreal to be back, though, to go
yeah.
to these competitions with my former director. You
yeah.
know? I was lucky enough to win a My Show Award, which is a special recognition award for, you know, a talented musician at these festivals.
And oh, get, wow. When you were in the...
Yes, ma'am. When I was in Desert Hot Springs.
Did you just call me ma'am?
Apologies.
Just
apologies. Miss, I apologize.
I'm just kidding.
No, absolutely. But, you know, getting to tell my kids about that experience and seeing them like, I'm going to get one. I want one. And I'm like, let's do it, you know, and just being able to give them that opportunity and see it all come full circle. Like, it's a blessing.
That is so cool. And so, again, it's been a couple of months now because here we are in May 21st. But in February, you guys hung a new mural in the band room, and the story behind it's pretty cool. Tell us about that mural.
So I was approached by our wonderful VAPA coordinator, Barbara England, about, you know, sprucing up the band room a little bit. And she suggested a mural. We have a wonderful artist in residence right now who's Piper Scott, and she suggested Piper would do the mural. So we all met, we talked about it, and, you know, she wanted this to be really special for the kids. And so did I. We all did. And so we kind of talked about what we wanted it to be about. So we definitely chose the In the center of the mural, it's the Golden Eagle. You know, we are the Golden Eagles. We had to have one. It's perfect. And then it's a couple of band members playing instruments and things like that. And then at the end of it, it says pride, strength, honor, and dedication, which are the four words when I was in high school that, or even before I was in high school, actually thinking about it, that program was founded on, you know? I remember one of my best friends, his name is Xavion Lewis. He was one of Dr. McDaniel's first drum majors. And they told me the story about how, you know, they sat down when they were building this band program, and these are the four words they think an ideal bandsman is, and how that tradition carried on to now. And, you know, just bringing that and making sure that the kids know that. It's on the back of their band shirts, but, you know, how often are you looking at the back of your band shirt?
Wow.
Yeah, so just seeing that mural there, they were so surprised when they got hung up. I didn't tell them it was getting hung up. And so they came in and they were like, oh my God, like they were so excited.
Well, you actually had a few of your students that worked on that.
Absolutely. Girl. I wanted to make sure that they felt attached. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted them to know that people before, like, you know, the future generations, that, you know, bandsmen worked on this. Everybody worked on this together, and it is as much theirs as it is ours.
And it really is beautiful. And I think Piper showed me that originally it was going to be like just this little,
right,
you know, 8x10 kind of,
yeah,
10x8 because it's horizontal, you know, or maybe 11x14, like really small. And she did that. And then realizing that you had this great space up above, like the
practice rooms. Yeah.
Right. Like it was perfect. Yeah. And it's four really big pieces of wood put together.
Yes.
Into a mural, and it's spectacular.
Yeah, it's really four by four pieces of plywood. Yeah, and it's phenomenal.
It really is. So what was the reaction of your band students when it went up?
Oh, they were so giddy. It was, I've never seen them that excited about something. So it was so cool.
It's that pride.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
There's the P right there.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
And so, you know, every time they step in now, they look at it and they're just like, they have this sense of pride as soon as they walk in. And that's the ownership that I wanted the mural to have. So I'm really glad that they got to experience that.
That's really great. So what plans do you have for the band, like for next year and beyond?
Ooh, a lot. I definitely want to get back into marching band competitions, field show competitions, parades. This year, I really wanted to focus on making sure that the community knew we were a staple. If something was going on in the community, the band was going to be there. Some shape or form, whether that's a jazz band, the marching band, a combo, you know, anything, that the band is going to be there.
Are you guys, like, quote, the official band for Desert Hot Springs? Like,
yes.
Has the city actually, like, proclaimed that?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
I want
to
say that happened in 2007. I have.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's the placard sitting in my office.
Good, good, good. Because that's the way it should be.
Absolutely.
And your predecessor, Matt
Engelson.
Yes,
yes.
Is also a homegrown boy.
Yes.
And he graduated from Palm Springs High School.
Yes.
He followed Dr. McDaniel, I believe.
Yes,
was there somebody in between?
No, there was not.
Okay. So he was there for a few years, and now he is at Palm Springs High School, which is really fitting because his father was the band director there for a long time. I don't know, 30 years, 25 years, a long time. And then he retired last year, and he handed the baton to his son. And that, were you there?
No, I wasn't there, unfortunately.
So I
can imagine how powerful that would be. Yeah.
It was beautiful, and it was nice that they were able to get that done before. Because it wasn't just handed to him. He had an interview like everybody else.
Absolutely.
But, that they were able to finish it off before the big tribute. And he was able to do that at the tribute. It was really beautiful. But the Spirit of the Sands band in Palm Springs has been the official city,
right,
the official band of the city. And I wasn't sure if that was the case.
Oh,
with
no, it
you
is.
Guys.
It is for sure. Which
glad
is awesome.
To hear that. Yeah, it is awesome. And it is the way that it should be.
Agreed.
Absolutely. So, how about in your career, mm-hmm, like where you mentioned that you know, you had on like sort of your bucket list of performing in Broadway show,
right?
Doing percussion, or do you say
yeah,
doing,
percussion, playing, drum set, playing, yeah.
Yeah. What else? Like, where do you see yourself if that doesn't happen? Where do you see yourself like in 5 years from now?
In 5 years from now, definitely still in Desert Hot Springs.
Yay!
As long as you guys don't have me, I'll be there.
I was hoping you would say that.
Absolutely. Being in Desert Hot Springs and just, you know, making sure the band's flourishing, but the school, the community, you know, and band being that outlet for kids.
Right.
They get to express themselves, and then just being more involved with the community, more involved with the district, whatever they need and however I can support, and, you know, just growing and making sure that kids know, no matter where you come from, you can achieve. And, you know, if I could be a shining example of that, why not?
Absolutely. That very well said. And how about, like, what if we take it 10 years from now? Because you're a young guy.
Yeah, 10 years? I'd be, what, 36? I definitely want to go get my master's.
Oh,
probably.
Oh, my God, you're younger than I thought. You're only 26?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, okay.
So 10 years from now, I would definitely love to go get my master's, my doctorate as well. The idea of becoming an administrator one day has always been in the back of my mind, just because I think I could do a lot of good for the students. So that's something that I've considered for sure. 10 years, maybe, maybe not, you know, just depending on where my life is. What, 10 years from now? Interesting. My daughter would be 18, sorry. Wow, she'd be 18. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd for sure still be in Desert Hot Springs, but in what capacity, who knows?
Excellent. Well, and that's a good answer, too. Because
yeah,
if you said you would still want to be doing exactly what you're doing right now, you know, you always want to dream for the next level.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? While you're, you know, because when we give up on, like, trying to do more, trying to do better, then it gets stale, right?
Right.
So
no.
As long as you're, you know, you're in the moment and then also looking ahead.
Absolutely. So. While I was at Fresno State, I joined the National Honorary Band Fraternity there, Kappa Kappa Psi, and their motto is strive for the highest. And
love
so
it.
I've always just taken that like to heart. And so I'm always reaching for higher.
So now let's go one step further. So
okay.
When you retire, like we're talking about 35 or so years from now.
Right.
Wow. What do you want your legacy to have been?
If I can make a change in one student's life, that's good enough for me. To make sure that kids knew that they were safe and they can come to me if they were in trouble or whatever they needed, and that they wouldn't be judged, and that, you know, they felt safe. You know, they had a place to be and felt like they belonged. That's all I need.
Perfect. And what do you feel like is the biggest challenge facing? It could be just the kids in the band or just in general?
Perception, you know, especially coming from Desert Hot Springs. A lot of people, for some reason, choose to perceive us in a negative light for one reason or another. And just changing that mentality. I've lived by that since I was in high school, you know, constantly wanted to change that. And I owe that to, you know, Mr. Coble, Dr. McDaniel, all of the teachers at Desert Hot Springs, saying being better than your surroundings.
So if you had to summarize, like, who are the kids at Desert Hot Springs High School?
In a couple of words, they are probably the best group of people you would be lucky to know.
I love that. And guess what? We're lucky to know you, Anthony Martinez. Rodriguez, sorry.
No,
as soon as I said it, I knew I was wrong.
No worries.
Thank you for everything that you do, and welcome to the Palm Springs Unified family.
Thank you so much.
We'll have you back for an update soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us. If you learn something new every day, a new podcast is uploaded each week. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Raymond, Cynthia, and Miss Danica. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you next week.